What's Cuddy fam? Welcome to another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony, and of course you came here to hear me talk. I'm reporting to you live right now from the aftermath of the party last night. I'm here with Salvador Rodriguez. Salvador, how can you describe the party in your words?
I fell asleep at 8. Good morning, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we recording this shit hella fucker early right now. It is 7:19. Bro, I heard yesterday's audio from the podcast. That shit was garbage. Garbage, dude. Hell yeah, we were too fucked up. We got really fucked up and recorded last night. So right now we're trying to just play a game of where is everybody right now? Because apparently Don, we thought he went home, but apparently...
Check the garage and the car's still there because I had the keys in my pocket. And I'm going to go check if they're in my backpack right now.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently Don is still in the house. We thought the man left already, but no, apparently he's still in this house. So it's just a game of where is everybody right now? It is 7:19 in the morning right now on a Sunday. We had an Airbnb here at this place. Actually, when we came to the Airbnb, it was originally a filthy fucking mess. Like, it was bad. Like, really, really bad. But nonetheless, we decided to, like, you know, like, keep carrying on. So we actually got the Airbnb for Gio's graduation party because I remembered... I mentioned earlier on the podcast, like I think a previous episode, that our friend Gio had recently graduated. So we want to do something nice for him and try to get him a Airbnb for a little get together and whatnot. So when we got to the place, it was filthy fucking mess. Like, it was a mess, dude. It was really like fucking plates were still, they still had food in them. Fucking goddamn fucking cartridges, like weed cartridges were all over the fucking table, dust, dirt. They had little tanks to fill up their little Nas balloon tanks too. So apparently they did fucking Nas at this fucking place. But point is, this place is fucking filthy when we got here. Saw how filthy was it when we got here?
It's like little kids were here for like 10 days.
There it is. Hell yeah. So we hired, thankfully Gio's mom came to the fucking rescue and cleaned up this whole fucking place. So we were able to restore this shit back to its original form. But right now we're just trying to get everybody together. We had a wild fucking night last night. And we're just trying to see who's still fucking here, who's still fucking alive. Did you find Don? Or
what? I could check me. They took the keys.
Oh.
How are they going to get inside the house without the keys?
True. But the car is gone, though?
No, the car's in the garage.
Like Don's car, right?
Yeah.
So how the fuck did they get home?
Because that nigga was drinking, so I guess he didn't want to drive.
Yeah, so long story short, an old guest of ours, Don, he apparently went home. Yeah, he went home apparently because word on the street is apparently he left because he thought his room was haunted. So he was like, you know what, fuck this, we're not gonna do this right now. So he decided just to dip. So we're trying to find out where the fuck he went because we still got the Airbnb for whole other day because we had this just for one night, but because the place was a fucking mess and we decided to clean it up for the fucking guy, he was like, all right, you can stay.
He extended the day,
so ultimately we can just go and stay here for a whole nother fucking day. But right now, this is just the morning edition. We're trying to get everybody, you know, settled in together right now. We'll see if we can record something later on right now because I wanted to record last night, but I'm not gonna lie, we're pretty fucked up. And I was hearing back last night's recording, and it was just fucking garbage. So ultimately, we'll try to see if we can be back so we can record some more stuff and actually get the audio we wanted to get right now. So, just stick around, and if we can get the content that we need to get, then we will resume this podcast. So, yeah, stick around, folks. Oh, no, I said no, yeah. Sorry. I've been singing Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers for a long fucking time. I'm just hopping back in because I came to tell y'all that ultimately what this podcast will ultimately be is kind of like an interview session with everybody who was here at the party. Because right now, I think everybody's trying to play a game of what the fuck happened last night. So if you would stick around, folks, we'll try to get some interviews with some people right now to try to see their side of the story, to see what the fuck exactly happened last night. And did shit really go off the haywire, or did we just knock out early? Who knows? But we will get that information soon for you folks. Stick around. And now we back at it again. This time, we've assembled the Hungover Avengers up in here. So right now, I'm surrounded in a round table right now with the people who were with us yesterday for Gio's little graduation party. To my left is
Melvin,
and then next to him
Chris,
and then next to him
Don,
and then next to him
that bitch Crystal,
and next to her
Gio,
the man of the hour. All right, so we're back at it again. So what I'm gonna do right now, starting off with Gio going counterclockwise, is all we've got to do right now is just kind of go over what the fuck they can remember from last night, because we're all out here trying to pace fucking stories back and goddamn fucking forth. So Gio, from last night, what can you remember?
So, it all started when Chris told me
I couldn't down the Jaeger bottle. Oh, yeah. And me not being a weak bitch that a lot of people know I am, I decided to down the Jaeger bottle. And so after that, I just started drinking. And then somehow, some way, Crystal ended up with a broken leg.
She'll explain that in a minute once we get to Crystal's part.
But she for will.
You, Gio, like, how were you feeling that night?
I was pretty lit, to be honest. A lot of shit was going on. I didn't know. I was angry outside because some shit was going on outside that I didn't like. But then I would come back inside. I'm like, okay, these people are lit, so I would turn up inside. But then I'll go outside and I'm angry. And I come back and I'm just like, I feel like a bipolar bitch. Just like, dancing? Yeah, I'm dancing in here having fun. But then I go outside, I'm like, I'm over there talking shit. Like, y'all need to go, y'all need to leave. But it was cool. I mean, I can't complain. I was pretty wasted.
All right, well, there you go. That's Gio's. What Gio can remember next is Crystal, who is rocking the mother of all casts right now. She got a whole silver boot on, but she'll explain that part right now.
For me, it wasn't more so the alcohol. It was more so, you know, the weed. Because I was sipping in the jacuzzi. We came inside. We were chilling. Then my homegirl pops up. She's like, you trying to smoke? And I was like, bet. We go to her car. We're vibing, right? It's just the two of us. We're talking about work. We're talking about our life. We're smoking. We're like 30, 45 minutes in. And just a random ass female just gets in the back seat. And she's like, oh, I'm going to join y'all. Keep in mind, both me and her are fucking faded at this point, and we're just like, do you know her? She looks at me, and I'm like, nope. I'm like, do you know her? She's like, nope, we should go. And I don't know. I thought that Don was fighting with Evelyn because I just hear them outside like, where's my keys? Where's my keys? And Don screaming, where's Crystal? Where's Crystal? So I'm like, ah, shit, let me get back inside. I get off the car. Next thing you know, I'm on the floor. And I can't get up. And there's people surrounding me.
Awesome life alert shit.
Like, yeah. As soon as I could even hit the ground, there's already five people surrounding me. Like, by the time I hit the floor, like, 10 people were trying to pick me up already. And I'm like, I'm fine. I lay down. It looks like I'm on my deathbed. Like, I'm in the room, laid up, and everybody, the whole party goes inside the room, surrounds me, and they're staring at me like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I know this is the point that I realized I was fucked up, because I looked at my fucking leg. I saw like my ankle was like popped out of place. And I was telling Gio, put pressure. Just pop it back in place. Put pressure. Pop it back in place. Fuck it. And he was putting all the pressure he could. And I knew I was fucked up because I wasn't feeling any pain. And I was like, why am I not feeling any pain? I'm like, oh, shit, I'm fucked up. So I'm just chilling. Everybody's taking turns massaging my foot, massaging my ankle. I'm like, this is kind of nice. It's kind of nice. But yeah, I woke up with a fucking cast today. And that's my side of the story.
What about the haunted house?
Oh, no, don't even get me started. I had a dip at 5 a.m. because I was scared. I thought a serial killer was going to come. I was like, if I got a broken leg, I got nowhere to run. I'm going to be the first one dead. I see fucking horror movies. We're next. Our room was next to a... Yo, I was like, I watched this documentary in 10 years and be like, damn, I saved myself, you know? No.
Just wait for my POV, though. I'll explain my
I was just paranoid because we were sleeping. We were right under the attic. The attic door was open. We were right next to the basement. Homeboy over here at 3 a.m. running up and down the house like, it's haunted. It's haunted. I was like... That's all you had to say. I just had to hear him say, the house is haunted at 3 a.m. I packed my shit. I called an Uber and I went home. I'm not fucking around.
Bro.
Too many horror movies.
God damn. It's like, what the fuck? Why would you do that?
Okay, so as you can hear, Crystal had quite the fucking night. But now we're about to hear from Crystal's other half, her boo thing. Because apparently he saw something that apparently Crystal didn't. So let's get Don's take real quick. Don, what can you tell us about last night?
All right, straight up, I'm pretty faded. But last night was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I had fun with Jill in the pool. Sal got a little freaky, but it's all good. What? What? Bring what up? It was fun. Anyways, last night, everything was going good. As soon as we got out the jacuzzi, and then Crystal disappeared, that's where things probably went down a little bit. Because when she came back, she was like, oh, I think I twisted my ankle. And then I was like, okay. I looked at one ankle and I looked at the other one. I was like, they're both fat. Okay. Yeah. So that shaving here. Oh, God.
Fuck around here with your fat ass. Get out of here.
You got cankles, homeboy. Stop talking about my
ankles. Yeah, I do. All right,
continue.
Anyways.
Keep it together, compadre.
Anyways, we fucking go in the room. Everyone starts walking in there, fucking praying to God that Crystal comes back up to get more lit. And then she was just there chilling. She was chilling with her coworker. And then after that, we were all sitting there. She wanted to go to sleep. And then out of nowhere, as soon as we switched to the other room, because Sylvia fell asleep in the original room, fucking Gio walks over. He's like, "Oh, this place is fucking haunted." As soon as he said the words, "This place is fucking haunted," I looked to my left. Chris was already fucking paranoid, bro. At that point, she was seeing all the ghosts she thought she saw. At that point. But you know what? I was like, "Damn, Gio." And then Gio was like, as soon as Gio saw Crystal, how she reacted, he was like, "Oh no, never mind. It's not haunted. It was me. And then I was just like, "Lord have mercy." And then Crystal was not going to stop until she either figured out there was a ghost there or not, because she kept claiming that there was a fucking attic and that someone was peeking through it.
Bro, we're at the first floor. How the fuck is that attic?
First of all, I don't even know where the fuck the attic is at, because I just saw a closet there. But it's all good. And then at that point, she started packing her stuff and we fucking dipped home, bro. And then we knocked out peacefully. So that was it.
Okay, so Don was able to keep his composure, faded as fuck. Wait, hold up.
Adding to that, I was in the porch waiting for their Uber, and you just hear Crystal say, "Why are you getting mad at me for? Why are you yelling at me? You should get at Gio, because Gio fucking said there's a ghost. So that's why my Uber's on its way."
So yeah, apparently there was some false boy cry wolf scenarios of ghosts in this house, but nah, nobody got haunted. I stayed here. Okay, now let's get Gonzo's take on this shit, man. All right, so you, what do you remember from that? Because you got quite the fucking night. You were fucking litty titty, boy. Explain.
Before I say anything, I just want to say I'm very baked. but yes, yesterday was interesting. It was it was just one shameful part. Tell me why I remember I had chicken nuggets in the backseat of my car. Dude, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, they weren't my nuggets. They were yours. My apologies. I thought you forgot about him. But I will. Yeah. But if you know, any consolation, they were delicious, bro. So thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. But
I mean, you bought the McDonald's, so.
No. That was yours, but my bad. I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, man. Yesterday was pretty awesome. It's like that's rare for me. I really don't do that much. But
what did you do though?
Because a lot of
what can you remember? Like, what'd you drink? Give us the menu of what you had that night.
Jägermeister Red Bull, the hard seltzer, fucking vodka. I don't fucking drink vodka, but all right. And then what else? Freaking more beer. It was rough, but after that, it's not really rough. I just remember chilling. That's it. Oh, we took more pictures. Shit. Okay, and we took pictures in the pool. In the jacuzzi. What happened?
this is what happens when you do a podcast on the scene, man. Do you need to go somewhere? What's up? No. Oh, you good? Okay.
No, it vibrated.
His phone vibrated. We're all pretty baked right now, so a phone vibrated. We're all acting like fucking an earthquake just hit the fucking place. So we're going to go over to the boy over here and then see if he wants to give his little take of what happened. Because you're pretty chill that night, no?
Yeah,
I was
chilling. Yeah. As like the kind of sober, what could you remember seeing? Yeah.
You had to have seen the whole party, bro.
Well, last night was pretty lit. I just remember like meeting his Gio's cousin. And acting like a complete dumbass, cause I just laughed. I didn't say anything.
No, my cousin's like, "Hi, I'm Gio's cousin." He's like, and then he leaves. He just leaves to the living room, and I'm like, "What the fuck?"
In your defense, why did you start laughing?
I think I was pretty fucked up when I met her. Shit. Man, I felt embarrassed. But, oh, shit. But then I went to the living room. I got pretty turned up with the girls. I would yield too. Yeah, and then I just had a pretty good time last night. It was pretty chill.
Yeah, so overall, basically, it sounds like everybody had a good fucking time, but everybody kind of had their own... Oh, shit, hold on, twerking? What? Sorry, Crystal, say that again.
So after a while, when everybody eventually left me the fuck alone in the room, I was just chilling. Sylvia knocked the fuck out next to me, and I just hear people dancing, and Gio comes in. He goes, like, let's go, bitch, you're fine, you're fine. Keep in mind, this is the same man, the one that took me to the ER an hour prior. Wow. He was freaking out. He just was pacing back and forth. He's like, take her to the ER and bring her right back. Like, if the ER was down the street, it was only going to take 5 minutes. Yeah, like,
bro, we're going to take you to the ER.
But eventually, he just took... 1 hour later, he's like, come on, you're fine, you're fine. So I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. So I come over here with my swollen ass, red ankle with my bone popping out, and I'm over here dancing with the girls. I eventually pick up Evelyn, and we're like, I don't know what I did, but...
The putteria don't take a break.
It don't. The party don't stop over here.
Goddamn. All right, well...
As you can hear, everybody had quite the fucking night last night, and we're still going to be here for another day. So for right now, we just going to pause this and see if we can... You know, make up some new shenanigans as they come for today. Because right now everybody's pretty baked already, but we're gonna get more alcohol. The same, some people from last night are gonna come over again too. So we just gonna freak out the white people around this neighborhood in Pasadena. But thank you for listening, and then we'll check back in a while. All right, bye.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Tony Talks podcast. Hopefully this is the last time I would have to pause on you guys, but I have returned because, like I said during the last recording, I was gonna try to get some more events and stories because we had another day at the Airbnb. But honestly, that Sunday was pretty hectic because actually there was a moment where we were trying to, like, you know, enjoy ourselves, but we were just so fucking just hungover from Saturday, and it was just like we kind of were just mainly chilling. So it was mainly just a chill day. We just got in the pool again. We were just, you know, just shooting the shits, drinking, talking. We ate some pizza. It was fucking fire. We ate a fuck ton of pizza. And yeah, that was pretty much it. So it wasn't really an eventful Sunday until actually near the end, because if I don't know when you're hearing this, but that Sunday was also the day when the riots started happening, and it was fucking intense. Like, these riots were fucking insane. Like, it was all over the news. It was started around Saturday, but like Sunday I think it reached like its full peak. So ultimately we were actually the day started to wind down, and then it was time for us to leave, but we were still trying to, like, do something after we left the Airbnb because we were trying to do something the whole weekend. But we kept seeing all these riot stuff happening, and then that ultimately kind of like made us realize, like, yo, we got to get the fuck home, you know. But or at least back to our neck of the woods, because, you know, we were in Pasadena, so, and then we live in South Central, so from Pasadena to South Central, it's actually quite the drive and stuff like that. So we decided just to, like, kind of go back to our turf and then kind of, reassemble the plan and whatnot. So we passed by, thankfully, as far as I can remember, we came back without a hitch, you know. So ultimately what ended up happening was we all were supposed to meet at our homie's Don's place, just to kind of chill and unwind after the crazy fucking weekend we had and with what's going on out there. So ultimately the plan was just to go there and just chillax. And for the most part, we, like, it was going okay, but until another friend of ours was having trouble getting to Don's place. And then we started to freak out a bit. You know, long story short, we kind of thought the guy was, like, maybe in trouble or something like that. So me, our friend, me, Gio, and Don hopped in the car, and basically, like, we needed to go bust a fucking mission right now, because ultimately it was like we had to go get the guy, but we also had to make, like, be courteous at the time, because it was like apparently, like, because this is when the curfews just started, so we had to kind of, like, we didn't know how heavily enforced these quote-unquote curfews are going to be, like, you know, like enforced. So we were just like, we gotta go now, like we're fucking hauling ass. And we get in the car, and when we get in the car, we're instantly already fucking up. We're all here talking about how, oh, we gotta go, you know, we gotta go get our friend, like, you know, before shit really hits the fan, maybe he's in trouble and whatnot, and da-da-da-da-da. We were, like, worried and going crazy. But then the minute we get in the car, all of a sudden, we're just chilling. We're, like, making wrong turns. We're like, oh, no, the freeway's that way. It's like, oh, shit, I never went through this way and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, we pass by, like, a taco stand, and then the guy was like, oh, Don was just like, hey, we should get some tacos on the way back. And we all were laughing, but at the same time, we were still like, dude, we gotta go get our fucking friend. Like, this isn't time to, like, for jokes or anything like that. So we finally got on the freeway. And tell me why that shit was one of the craziest experiences I've witnessed. Like, because we're going down the freeway, the 110 north, and then on the 110 south, you just see a barrage of police cars just coming, just sirens flaring, just wee, 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 you know, like on our left. And then on our right, you see the city kind of like, it's like a lot of helicopters are around. You see kind of like a bright light, like reflection because of all the fire and shit that's going on over there. Like, it felt like it was a fucking battlefield. And then me being the fucking prankster that I fucking am, I decided to play CCR's Fortunate Son as we were going down the freeway. And for those of you that don't know, that's like a famous like war song from like the Vietnam War. So we were driving down, and then like it freaked Don out. He was like, bro, chill with that, because it actually feels like you're going to a battlefield. But yeah, we were just driving, we were just hauling ass, just seeing all the debauchery happening like around us. And then like on our phones, people were like updating their stories about what's going on. We're just like, fuck, dude, like we're about to pass through the thick of it. But thankfully we got through in time. We were able to get our boy who lived like more down, like I think passing like Pomona, like it's not in LA. So we go and get him, and turns out he wasn't in trouble. He was perfectly fine. And so what ended up happening was, yeah, we just got him, came back, and then ultimately just chilled for the rest of the day and kind of like waited for this thing to kind of die down. We actually, on our way back, we actually saw that the police officers blocked the access to the 10 freeway to get to like downtown. And it was fucking crazy. Like the line went down like all the way cutting through downtown. And it's just like, fuck, people really don't want, like the cops really don't want people to be in downtown right now. But thankfully, we made it back in one piece, and we were able to have a chill night and just kind of like relax and unwind after the craziness is going on. And I ended up leaving around like 1:30. And so after I actually on my way home, I got a ride from Gio, and we passed by this one place. It was a tobacco shop, and it was like the only place around that wasn't boarded up, like, because there was like a 7-Eleven close by that was boarded up. Winchell's wasn't boarded up, but it was locked, even though that was like the only place that was open, which is funny that actually nobody decided to go loot some donuts, because it's like, you know. But anyways, nonetheless, so yeah, that was the only store technically that wasn't boarded up, and it fucking, and they paid for that shit, dude, because it got fucking torn apart. And it felt kind of bad too, because we were passing by and we saw cops, and at first we thought they're like, oh shit, are they catching rioters or something like that? But no, we passed by and we just get a glance, and just from the like the entrance of the shop, you just see like a huge amount of like destruction. Everything is just torn to shit. Like the poor, it looks like the owner and his wife were like just outside, like their heads like hung low. And it was just like, man, this shit's fucking crazy, dude. Like who'd have thought that people would actually do this in like their own neighborhood? Cause like I live in South Central and we don't really have much and stuff like that. So like ultimately I was just like really shocked that, you know, we'd actually get hit in our own community. You know, I felt kind of ashamed, cause just like, I didn't think we would stoop to that level. And it was the only place that was open. I feel like, wow, you're really going to just, like, you know, you guys are, like, that much of, like, vultures to where you just, like, let's see what's, like, not boarded up so we can go fuck it up. It's just, like, at that point, you're really starting to, like, lose the message of what this is all about and stuff like that. But, I mean, ultimately, after that day, you know, it was just a barrage of news articles from riots and stuff like that, and, you know, all these curfews being enforced and stuff like that. It was just, like, it really shows you how crazy the times are getting, because I know right now, like the whole COVID-19 thing, we had to do the self-quarantine and all this other stuff. But then people said, fuck the self-quarantine. So now the government's enacting like stuff like fucking curfews. And it's just like, they can't really be doing this type of shit, man. Like we have like a right to protest. And like sometimes these people got to realize that like this whole thing could like stop if you just actually like give the people what they want. It's not that difficult. I mean, you know, the guy that got fucking killed, just put the police officers behind bars and don't give them any light sentences. Let them, like, you know, let the people know that, and let the cops be aware that, like, yo, if you're going to be doing this shit, you're going to face serious fucking consequences. But it was fucking bonkers, man. Like, apparently there was protests, like, in all 50 states in the United States, but it's just, like, that's pretty cool, you know? I feel like it kind of does suck that something like this had to happen in order for the people to really start to look how they can make change through, like, serious actions. Because I'm, like, to me, I'm thinking to myself, like, these types of protests and these types of, like, demands and stuff like that should have been made a long time ago. And it's, like, people are barely now starting to realize, like, how fucked government is and how fucked the system is and just how crazy this whole thing is. And it's just, like, we're living in a time right now where there's just so much government, like, and they're all over our lives, you know. But we, like, you know, we kind of voted this in with, like, you know, politicians and people who were enacting a lot of public programs that kind of took away the freedoms of the people. And now we're kind of stuck because now we're too heavily dependent on government. So now when stuff like this happens, you know, shit hits the fan, you know, because, I mean, if you look at what's happening on the news, I mean, the whole protest is for police brutality, but the government answered back with more police brutality. Like, you just kept seeing stories of people getting shot up and, like, you know, killed, like, in the front lines and stuff like that. And it's just, like, that type of stuff does not need to happen. Like, politicians need to realize, like, they got blood on their fucking hands because all they needed to do was the right thing, which was just put these people behind bars and give people back their freedoms so you can work on trying to reform a system that has been broken for a long fucking time and that has shown evidence of being broken. So ultimately, like, the whole weekend was just crazy, you know. And then I'm actually recording this on Thursday. And just right now, today, like, things are starting to kind of go back to normal. Like, curfews have been lifted, but there's still protests going on. But thankfully, they're starting to look like a lot more peaceful protests. So I'm hoping that this type of stuff, you know, really does make people wake up to the to the idea of, like, yo, like, there needs to be some serious changes. And it's not just the Democrat or Republican thing, but definitely, like, a whole, like, the system as a whole, you know. Like, we definitely saw how much power government has and how much it's willing to use to, like, you know, when they're scared of the people rising up. Because I think shit really hit the fan once, like, the protesters reached DC and the White House had to, like, turn off all their lights, and apparently Trump had to go into the bunker and stuff like that. Like, that type of stuff really just shows you, like, that now they're starting to be like, holy shit, like, this is serious. And then what happened next? You know, Trump came out and said, hey, just tell all the politicians to start using, like, really intensive brute force. And it's just like, see, that's just the basic response to, like, and people think, oh, this is, like, such a Republican or Trump thing. Like, no, this can happen, like, with anything and anybody. Like, we've seen, like, during the times of Obama, during the times of Bush, Clinton, like, we're starting to see that protests nowadays are getting harder and harder, and we're starting to realize that they're getting nastier too. Like beforehand, you know, like, don't get me wrong, there was still some crazy, like, you know, protests that ended in, like, horrible tragedy. Like, I remember there was back during, like, when they protested the Vietnam War, it was at a college, and the National Guard came and shot and killed actual students. But, and then all those, like, protests and stuff that happened during the Civil Rights Act, like, you wouldn't think, like, that would be necessary in today's time. But that just shows you, like, the level of what people have to do to, like, actually be heard. And it's kind of, like, sickening, because that just shows you, like, you let government get too big and too powerful to where, like, you have to resort to this type, like, to all this chaos, you know, and it's fucking crazy. But I'm just hoping that sooner or later the people will start to realize that, you know, that's just the way, that's honestly how you get hurt nowadays. It's just by realizing that, like, you have rights, you have this power and this ability to make serious change if you guys just all come together. And I feel like during these riots, even, like, during the protests, there was a lot of people, like, you know, going against each other, blacks and browns and this, all this type of stuff. And all I'm trying to say is that, like, ultimately, this is what they want. This is, like, their, like, plan. This is, like, this is the type of stuff that puts smiles on their faces, because they're just like, yes, this is what we want. We want people to dismantle themselves internally. And so that way it can go back to kind of being, like, this whole sense of tribalism, when in reality, like, they were at one point, like, fearing the fact that people were coming together and asking to make changes that were long overdue. But, you know, ultimately, that's the thing with these type of situations. It starts off with protests and then rioting and looting. And in all honesty, like, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag in terms of the situation and what's going on. You know, because a lot of people are like, now they're going against the protest because of the whole looting thing. But sometimes people need to realize that, like, you know, the looters aren't there for the cause, and that shouldn't be like, you know, that shouldn't be the poster child for what the whole movement is about, because it's not about looting. It's about trying to change a system that has been corrupt for so long. So I feel like, you know, of course, the fucking media has to do their fucking job, and they're not really doing it because, you know, they're trying to tiptoe around what's really going on. You know, they're trying to act like they care, but at the same time, they're starting to, like, kind of, like, work for the politicians and be like, oh, this is crazy. Like, something drastic needs to be done. Like, we need to put security first over, you know, protesting. And that's just, like, that's the problem at hand. You just, that's the main thing with why this is kind of the tipping point in 2020. It's like we've been lied to so much about security and how, like, that's the job of the government. And then we started to realize that security is just their excuse to take away our freedoms, because, you know, you look at the talk about, like, guns in America, and so many people are arguing that, like, oh, hey, only police officers should be, like, having guns because they have proper training. But then you see, like, what's happening now. It's like these are police that are supposedly, like, supposed to be trained and, like, cool under pressure, doing, like, these type of things and, like, killing innocent people, some of them which are even fucking unarmed and everything. And that just shows you, like, once again, another government program or government service is flawed. And that's just the way it is, and it's how the way it's always been, with not just when it comes to things like policing, but things like school and, like, taxes and, you know, like, war, and how we looked at, like, how we're looked upon, like, during, like, the global, like, global politics and stuff like that. So it's honestly a trip that, you know, like, this is happening right now. Like, I definitely feel like we're in, like, a serious part of history, but at the same time, it kind of just, you know, like, you want to, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I don't care about the issues at all. I care about the issues dramatically. Like, I've signed a fuck ton of petitions. I've done a lot of things to, like, try to, like, do my part the best way I can. But still, at the end of the day, it's, like, it's kind of weird how, like, you know, and this is just me, like, having, like, weird random ADHD thoughts. But, like, it's weird how I always, like, you know, like, you see this on the news, but you step outside and you don't see it at all. You know, it kind of just shows you how quick things can change by just, like, a turn of the street. Because I know, like, maybe if I drive to where it's happening, you know, for miles, I see nothing going on. I think to myself, wow, like, maybe this is starting to calm down. But then you get to the thick of it, and then you really start to see the magnitude. So I feel like, you know, everybody should at least, you know, see what's going on, see the magnitude of what's going on, and then just kind of, like, realize, like, yo, we're in, like, an important time right now. We're in a very important fucking time. So, yeah, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. But, no, I'm just kind of stoned right now. I'm in a park. I'm surrounded by nature. So, you know, ultimately, you kind of really get into your thoughts. But, I mean, I feel like we're in a pretty good position in terms of, like, making serious progress. Because I know the whole COVID thing, like, things are starting to open up again. You know, the protests are working. So, because the sentences have been changed, and, you know, the mayor of Los Angeles has defunded a large portion of money that was supposed to go to police departments and putting it into schools and community, you know, and that's a good thing, too. But let's not forget that this is just the beginning. Like, we need to definitely keep this thing going and, you know, focus on trying to make more and more progress as time is happening. Because I feel like 2020, I feel like, and this is me getting kind of into conspiracy level things, or, like, me just trying to, like, make weird philosophical theories that probably are just retarded, but I definitely think that this whole, like, everything that's going on right now in 2020 was, like, meant to happen, like, throughout the last decade. But I feel like with so much change and so much, like, and so much progress happening in the human race, you know, technology-wise, society-wise, and everything, I feel like there's definitely, like, a long overdue for something like this. Like, because, you know, like, you know, every decade or every millennium has, like, their kind of their period of, like, events that are crucial in that period, you know? It's either war, riots, you know, economic recession or something like that. So I feel like 2020, it's like, because I feel like, I remember so many people, it was funny, so many people were like, oh, like, a good year was, like, 2016. That was, like, a really, really good year. And then I kind of look back at it, like, yeah, it was a good time, simpler times, even though I think a lot of people were still, like, in shock because that was the time when Trump won the presidency, so people were still kind of uneven. But it's, like, for the most part, like, we kind of had it at least somewhat okay, at least. You know, it was not perfect, of course. There's a lot, like, if you look deep into it, there you can find a lot of flaws. But where we're at now compared to where we were back then, like a lot has changed in such a drastic amount of time, and we weren't ready for this change. You know, we really weren't ready for all this type of stuff that was supposed to happen. But at the end of the day, you know, it kind of just shows you like expect the unexpected, especially when it comes to the human race. Because who'd have thought that in 2020 we'd be having a global pandemic mixed with riots for racial issues? Like, that's just a fucking trip. Like, you can't write this shit, dude. Like, this is something out of like a fucking game of Cards Against Humanity. It's like two really weird things that you wouldn't think would be happening at the same time or happening at the same time, but I feel like it needs to happen for a reason. And I feel like we can only go like two ways from here. We can only go up, or we can just go down for a long time. Like, because a lot of people have been talking about, like, with the like economy being put on a serious hold because of the whole COVID-19 thing, we don't think to ourselves like, yo, like, is another, like, people have been asking themselves like, yo, is another Great Depression like coming? Are we going to see another recession, you know? Or like, once things start to open up, are people going to go back and buy things in strides and go and spend a lot more money now because they've been so, you know, they've been starved of, like, you know, social life and going out and stuff like that, you know? So we only time can tell when these types of things are going to happen. But I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. But you know what, I think I've rambled on for too long. I got 35 minutes in, so I feel like maybe this is going to be a little short one. So you know what, I think I'll probably upload this on Saturday, and which, if you're hearing this, I mean, it's most likely already fucking Saturday, duh. And I'll try to make the next episode a bit more of a lengthy one for you. You know, sometimes, you know, you got a lot to say. Sometimes maybe you got to cut it a bit short. But 36 minutes, that's cool. I feel like that's a nice little podcast for, like, your little drive to, you know, if you're an essential worker, your little drive to work, or if you're working out, your little 30-minute set. So that's a nice timekeeper. Because I don't know about you guys, but I use podcasts to keep time, like, during my workouts and stuff like that. Because, you kind of can count the time given, like, where people's vibes are in a podcast. Because, you know, this podcast stuff really requires, like, you to channel your energies, because sometimes you'll be really eccentric and ecstatic and have a lot to say, but then you get so, like, deep into it that sometimes you hit a wall and then you're just like, oh, snap. But I feel like what a lot of people need to do at that time, and here's a little podcast tip, I guess, I'm not no fucking professional here, but I guess the way I do it, if people give a fuck, is what, like, if I ever reach that type of wall, I kind of just admit it. But that's the thing, like, the way I do it is, when I admit it, it kind of can go into a lot of other things. Like right now, how I'm going into, like, you know, these podcast tips. Like, I was supposed to end this podcast like 3 fucking rambles ago, but like I said, I can keep going forever and ever and ever, but sometimes I do hit that wall. So I'm always so unsure of myself, like, when I should end a podcast, when a podcast is, like, you know, maybe too long or maybe just too short, you know. But I think sometimes with podcasts, it's just the nature of just how things are, you know, especially with this episode. You know, I was doing a lot of pausing, so this is, like, technically like a 3-parter. So this is like the final chapter, and given everything that I've been through over the weekend, you know, you're kind of just exhausted, and you're kind of just like, man, like, you went through a lot that weekend, but for some reason, like, it's not all coming out, you know. Like, if you were to, like, because I know there's, like, some details missing, but I feel like I'm keeping some details missing because, you know, they're kind of like TMI, and I don't want to give too much information a lot on these podcasts. I still want to save face and, you know, not put anybody on blast, because that's just the podcast code, man. You know, you got to be a cool dude in here. So my goal is to try to be a cool podcaster. You know, that's why I feel like I'm so grateful for the guests I have. Oh, shit, here I am getting sappy, and it's only the 3rd episode. There you go, man. It's the weed taking over. And I'm at that point where I'm at that love portion of the weed, man, where I'm like, I want to give a shout out to. But no, so far, this is going to be my 3rd episode. And, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, I've had a chance to kind of reflect where I've been coming at with this podcast, because I remember the 2nd episode was with the boy Don, and then this episode had a lot more people. And I feel like one thing that I really have noticed about being, like, podcasting, and one reason why I really fucking love podcasting, is I love bringing people on who haven't recorded podcasts, who are, like, kind of unfamiliar to the podcast game, and just seeing them kind of come to life. Because I feel like, the reason I did podcasting is the same reason I feel like a lot of people do podcasting. Like, you know, they feel like they have a, like, deep down inside, each and every one of us, we feel like we have a voice to, you know, a voice, something to say. Maybe you have conversations with yourself in the car or in the shower, or, you know, while you're fucking taking a dump or something, you know, you never know.
So, you know, you kind of think, like, maybe you have, like, these ideas that you think are, like, holy shit, like, they're brilliant, or maybe they're, like, hot takes or whatever, but maybe, you know, you for me, nothing beats a good old-fashioned conversation, which is why I try to make the, like, you know, the vibe of this podcast kind of like a conversation. Like, you know, I'm talking to you, me, my guests are kind of talking to you, and, you know, you can kind of listen in and kind of, like, maybe just enjoy the feeling of having that company, but also, like, enjoying the energy of other people, because definitely when I put people in front of a mic and I have them on the podcast, they definitely tend to, like, kind of, like, you know, light up a bit, and there's a little bit of, like, you know, like, they show off, like, that hidden charisma that we all have, you know, because we all have the ability to really be eccentric and get out there, you know. You just need the right, I guess, stage to really put yourself out there. And I feel like podcasting is definitely a good stage for people, because, you know, nothing warms my heart more than, like, having to record a podcast and then having people be like, yo, that was a lot of fun. You know, like my for instance, in the last episode with Don, you know, after he recorded it, you know, he heard himself and he was just like, man, like, this is crazy. Like, you know, like, he was even feeling like, maybe I can start, like, maybe I can do a podcast. And, like, every time, like, whenever people say that, I'm always like, go for it, man. Because, honestly, like, being able to record a podcast is so cool. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people, I feel like we need to bring that back in society. It's just that feeling of good old-fashioned conversation, because we're so fucking antisocial now, man. Like, you can't even go up to somebody and be like, hey, how's it going? Because, you know, like, we as a human race, or as a social, we as a society have gotten so fucked where, like, people just think you're, like, a creep, or you're something's up. Like, you know, there's, like, a catch to you when you approach someone. But back in the day, you can have a conversation with a complete stranger, you know, and then all of a sudden you guys are, like, you know, you kind of had, like, a small little friendship. And those type of things are, like, kind of good, because I feel like that's good for the human soul to kind of have those small interactions with people. Because it's necessary. It's necessary. And I feel like this social media era has definitely also done a runner when it comes to, like, you know, like taking a step backwards in, like, communication, when we actually thought it was going to be kind of helpful, because now kind of people live in, like, a social media persona rather than their own, and sometimes that kind of makes it harder than to socialize in real life. You know, like, I've met so many people who I've talked to them on the DMs and they're so active, but then when we try to hang out, they always hit me with the, hey, just in case, like, just a heads up, you know, like, I'm not this person too, like, I'm gonna be a lot more shyer. And it's just like I'm always fascinated by that, like, that state of mind. It's just like how can you type something and send it with such confidence, something that's gonna be out in the world, you know? Like, even if you delete it, you know, you can save messages and stuff like that too, but when it comes to, like, something that you say one-on-one with a person, something that could just be between you two, depending on if somebody, like, is out there speaking your business. But for the most part, like, a lot of conversations are just held between two people, so there's still that level of kind of, like, there should be that level of calmness coming into a conversation one-on-one with a person physically, because, you know, it's like, oh, hey, it's just the two of us having a conversation. Whereas, you know, on social media, it's like, hey, it's the two of us, but we're communicating in a way in which what we're saying can last forever on this thing we call the fucking internet, you know? So it's always just like, you know, you can slide up in DMs, but you can't even, like, you know, it's just like look someone in the eye and have, like, an engaging conversation. But, you know, that's just the way society is, and that's why I always try to be a person that, like, is, like, I always want to, like, be a conversation starter. And sometimes that does come and bite me in the ass, because people are just like, oh, this guy's trying to start a conversation and I don't want to fucking be involved in no fucking conversation right now. And that's kind of like the vibe for a lot of people, you know. I feel like funny enough, the only time when people are kind of social or when they kind of have a couple drinks in them, or, like, you know, they smoke pot or whatever, and that's cool. But it's just like, you know, we kind of need to also, like, learn to bring back, like, you know, engaging sober conversations too, because sometimes those are the best. And when you have those, it's just so fucking amazing. Like, have you ever just, you know, picked up a friend, went somewhere to, like, a drive late at night, hit up spot, and just talked about life for hours upon hours on end, dude? You're just, you throw away pride, ego, and fear, and you're just as vulnerable as you can be. But that's because you have this level of trust, and the environment you feel is so safe, to where you're just like, I can, like, you know, I can pour myself out to this person. And then, like, you know, and then both of you don't talk about it ever again after, but your bond and your connection grows more. You feel it. You know, you can never bring up those conversations again, but that vibe and that feeling and that aura of just like, yo, like, we got closer. You know, I got closer to you, you got closer to me, and I feel like we are, like, better friends because of it. Like, and that's why I feel like when you socialize one-on-one, there's more of that Whereas there's that, like, that is kind of really put to the side when you're, you know, talking on social media. But yeah, see what I mean? I can fucking go on for fucking days. But there you go, I hit that wall again, which is funny too, because I actually, before I recorded this, I was like, let me go get a nice little coffee from Starbucks, because one thing that I really like is the cold brew. I fucking love Starbucks cold brew, man. Like, because me, I don't like a lot of hot drinks. I'm always a cold drink type of guy. So I like to get iced coffee, and I like to get it black, no sugar, no cream. I know, I drink like a fucking like an old man. Like, I just want the straight caffeine in me. Like, fuck the flavor, fuck the enjoyment. It's just go 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 go, and then fucking let's fucking go. So I go, I drink it, but the thing is, I like to, like, you know, I like to calm myself down before I record, get in the mood, you know. I don't want to be, you know, tight around the shoulders and stuff like that when I record. So what I like to do is I just kind of, like, lay back, let loose, maybe hear some podcasts, hear some music, kind of take in the environment, because I'm recording this at a park over here in Carson, close to where I went to school, because I used to come here a lot sometimes and just, you know, just kind of relax and chill, and it's always been a cool vibe. So that's why I came back to kind of record this last part, because chill vibes, chill podcast, you know. And so I drank the cold brew, and I started to feel it, like, instantly, like, when I was sipping it, it was just like, go, go, go. You're like, holy shit. But then I finished it, and then, like, the sugar came, like, the caffeine came, and then it kind of left, and then it came and it left. So it was kind of like a roller coaster. It's like an on and off switch, you know. So, and that's kind of what's happening right now when I'm recording, because now all of a sudden, like, I picked up the fucking mic, and then all of a sudden, like, here I am, you know, kind of like feeling like the in, like, maybe I'm sounding calm, or maybe I'm sounding like a fucking psycho, I don't know. But inside, like, I feel the fucking blood just flowing through my goddamn body. I'm getting a little bit of the caffeine sweats. I'm getting, like, a nice glossy forehead. Ooh, look at that, fucking beautiful. You can fry bacon on that greasy ass forehead. But yeah, so where was I going with this? Oh yeah, or no, I wasn't going anywhere. It's just me rambling. But I think I gotta bring this back full circle. I lost the line, I gotta reel it back in. But yeah, long story short, cold brew Starbucks, fucking dank. So right now I'm off the cold brew, and I'm off a little bit of the stizzy too, because oh shit, on a shingle, I should fucking talk about when I went to fucking DTLA, because I think it was yesterday or the day before that, I decided to go re-up at Stizzy in downtown, and it's, like, in the fucking middle of downtown. Like, it's near the freeway that was blocked and closed by the LAPD when we went to go get our friend on Sunday. So I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, I'm thinking to myself, like, man, like, what if they're only open, like, certain hours, and I had to go stupid early because they're trying to, like, obey the curfew and whatnot. But shout out Stizzy one time, DTLA, fucking, I called them, and they were like, hey, like, what are your hours? I know the curfews are being, you know, enforced, so, like, you know, are you guys closing early? Are you only doing curbside pickups? Like, what's the deal? And the lady was just like, nah, dude, like, we're open regular fucking hours. So I'm just like, damn, that's fucking gangster. So I didn't go stupid late either. I was, like, trying to be, like, smart too, because, like, maybe the riot, or, like, there was going to be another protest riots. Look at me, fucking can't. Goddamn riot and protests have been, like, thrown all over the goddamn place everywhere, that you can fucking, you mix the two sometimes. But no, it was protests, and it was peaceful protests, you know. It was pretty cool seeing people, like, kind of being in the middle of it, and it was, yeah, it was very peaceful. You kind of, like, saw a little bit of it, you know, because I don't think it was happening in downtown at the time. I think it was happening towards more Hollywood now. So, but you saw people, like, you know, getting ready, having signs, you know. But it's cool, like, they were, like, you know, having, they weren't, like, they didn't have angry looks on their face. They were, like, they genuinely looked like they were here to, like, just go and do what they need to do and make that change. So it was cool, and it was a nice breath of fresh air, because when I went into downtown LA to, like, get to the place, I didn't take the freeway, I took the streets. So when I got, like, right into downtown, everything was bored. It looked like straight up downtown LA was closed for the day. Like, downtown LA is just closed. Everything was boarded up. Everything was, like, it looked like everything was closed. The homeless people's tents were, like, all, like, you know, zipped up and everything. Well, no, actually, they weren't even zipped up. They were, like, actually the only people that were, like, around. It looked like a fucking zombie town, dude. You just saw homeless people just roaming. And then, like, every dozen homeless people, you see, like, one person that's, like, not homeless, and it's just trying to get through. And they're just, like, they have their mask and glasses on. And it's just, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, this looks something out of a fucking movie, you know? And then I get, like, really deep into, like, downtown. I think I get into, like, 7th and Broadway. And then, like, that's, like, the old, like, you know, the old theater district and, like, slash art district, I guess, maybe. But, yeah, I get through there. And then there's National Guards fucking everywhere. Just, you know, dudes head to toe in the gear with the AR-15s, you know, but these guys were chilling. Like, they looked like they were making easy fucking money. Like, these fuckers were just, like, just chilling, like, oh, like, yeah, I'm on my phone. Dude was, you know, tricking a rock star. They were taking photos of people, you know, to, like, you know, trying to flex. And I was like, damn, these National Guards making that easy money. But they were, like, in truckloads, dude. Like, these dudes were having lunch, like, in a fucking, like, military cargo truck. A couple guys were, like, just straight lined up with AR-15s. Like, they can let that shit bang any goddamn second the minute something cracks. But I guess that's probably why there wasn't any action happening in downtown, because I know they fucked up downtown a lot when the riots hit downtown. And I know that's Eric Garcetti's fucking turf, so you know his fucking bitch ass is gonna be like, yeah, let's not fuck up my area because I'm trying to keep my position. But because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what politicians fucking do. They're all about them votes before they actually try to make that change, you feel me? But let me get off my soapbox real quick. But yeah, anyways, I went in. It was fine. You know, no commotion. Got what I needed to get. Read up. And then, yeah, I just drove back. And it was just, I don't know, man. It was just driving through downtown. You're just like, you really see the effects of, like, just, and the impact of what people can really do. Like, it really looked like downtown LA was just fucking closed. Like, it was just like, sorry, come back later. You know? I was passing by a lot of neighborhoods that I always would go through back when I would go to work in downtown, and just seeing them all boarded up, it's just like, man, the difference just a couple months can make. And just, you know, the difference a couple months in one video of a cop killing an innocent black man, and it's just like, man, it's fucking crazy. This is 2020, bro, and we're in June, halfway through this fucking year. We've had disease, we've had death hornets. Oh, and then don't even get me fucking started on what's happening in fucking El Salvador, dude. Pray for El Salvador. They had fucking floods like crazy. So, you know, a lot of that's going on over there too. And then I think, like, earthquakes are hitting, like, certain regions. I think there's a lot of earthquakes happening close to Cali too. So a lot of people are, like, predicting, like, oh, like, a big rumble is coming soon. So that's just, like, fucking at this point, we're just like, that's fucking perfect. Just add that to the fucking list. Why the fuck? Oh, and then I saw a news article too. Apparently Ebola is back. Yeah, Ebola, the sequel. Ebola 2, the fucking pandemic boogaloo, man. Because these fuckers are just, I don't know, man. Ebola just said, fuck it, let's come out of retirement real quick. Show this COVID-19 what the fuck we about. I wouldn't be surprised if swine flu came back with Avengers 2 that said, hey, fuck it, I heard y'all having a Royal Rumble in this bitch. Well, fuck it, I'm the new fucking special entry. And then who knows, maybe we'll even bring back the fucking Spanish flu and the Black Plague. Because at this point, 2020 can bring on the fucking meteor shower, the apocalypse. Because, man, trying to find hope right now, you know, you got to grasp the straws. But I'll be damned if we're not grasping it. You know, you just got to keep grasping it, keep fucking, just keep your head up, and, you know, and whatever, and whatever the fuck you do, keep that motherfucker rolling, all right, keep that motherfucker rolling, keep the cameras rolling, all right, document all this shit, so when our grandchildren open up their text, or their virtual textbooks, because that's how much hope I have for the advancement of technology in today's society. When they open their virtual fucking textbooks, they're going to see a whole montage. It's going to be like, 2020 is going to just like, what's a popular 2020, like, it's going to be just a montage of all the fuckery, and in the background is going to just, and it's going to be like, the soundtrack is going to be like 2020 hits. Like, during the COVID-19, they're going to play The Box. During fucking the riots, they're gonna play Savage by Megan Thee Stallion, fucking all this type of shit. Like, it's gonna be just, 2020 is just gonna be the wildest chapter in U.S. history textbook in the future. I'm gonna tell it right now, bro. 2020, I think, dropped the hottest year. And, but I don't mean that in a good way, because we halfway through this shit, so God only knows how much further we can go in this shit. But we gonna see, and our grandchildren gonna see. So I don't know, man. Get the cameras out. Keep them motherfuckers rolling. But, yeah. Oh, shit. Look at the time. I'm at 53. I was going to shut this shit off at fucking, what, 37? See what I tell you, people? Sometimes you hit a wall. Sometimes you got to, you know, bust the bitch and go a different route. You know? But, yeah. So, I guess, yeah, fuck it. I guess now I could end it, because we're close to the hour mark. You know, don't worry. You know, I'll get better at this shit, and I'll try to reach the hour mark, because, you know, I was pretty good at this podcast stuff, but, you know, it's been a while, so I gotta get that ring rust out of there, you know, come back and be, you know, the super fly, you know, slick talking mofo that I once was, you know, because this self-quarantine, man, it's got people getting sluggish out here. So, you know, keep them gains up, get them workouts in, And it's probably why I'm sweating too, because I did have a workout before I decided to come out. And the sun is up. It's 6:10 in the fucking like evening, and the sun, like, so one thing I'm like, this is how you know summer's coming, people, when the fucking sun is still up at 6 p.m. But I'm sweat. I'm, you know, got a little glossy forehead. Oh shit. Oh Jesus, there's the fucking caffeine. There's a little cold brew coming back. But yeah, I got the shiny little glossy forehead, you know, and I got the musty undersection, but you know, I got that Old Spice deodorant, so you can't even tell, cause it's 24-hour protection. You feel me? But yeah. See, now I'm just talking the fucking shits. Anyways, I need to end this shit before I really start getting into some fucking weird topics. But anyways, this has been another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. Thank you for sticking around this crazy wild episode. Thank you for dealing with the breaks, the pauses, and the continues. We're in the middle of 2020, folks. Let's try to finish this let's try to finish the second half strong. Shit may be crazy, but hey, fuck it, we crazier, all right? So stay healthy, stay beautiful. And most importantly, stay yourself. We out this bitch. Wow.